This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Today marks 2 years since the shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs. A shooter killed 5 people and hurt many others. Some people plan to gather tonight for a candlelight vigil at the Club Q site. They'll remember the 5 people who died: Ashley Paw, Daniel Aston, Derek Rump, Kelly Loving, and Raymond Green Vance. Club Q owners say they have nearly completed the foundation of a permanent memorial tribute at the site of the attack. Meanwhile, people affected by the 2022 shooting have filed lawsuits, alleging the tragedy was preventable. CPR's Molly Cruz has more.
The lawsuits were filed over the weekend, just days before the second anniversary of the attack on the LGBTQIA+ club. They highlight decisions by the El Paso County Commissioners and the Sheriff to not use the state's red flag law to try to take weapons away from the shooter based on an earlier arrest. The lawsuits also accuse Club Q's owners of neglecting security measures at the venue. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
The club's owners tell CPR News that the accusations are false. Last night, Denver changed its rules to allow accessory dwelling units across the city. City councilors hope it could help lessen the affordable housing crisis. Residents can get permits to build a single dwelling, basement, or granny flat on their land. A new state law requires dozens of cities to set up this kind of system by next summer. Denver's new ADU approval system takes effect in a month. Colorado Springs holds a public meeting on this tomorrow. This is CPR News at 6:06.